I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess.
Keep going, y'all.
Number three.
The Orioles have officially launched their all-new Birdland student pass. So officials say the pass will actually enhance the previously offered student nights at Camden Yards. So students will now have access to more games and will be able to purchase exclusive discounted tickets to select O's games all season long. Students 18 and over are able to sign up for the pass at Orioles.com and could actually use them as early as for the April 11th game against the Toronto Blue Jays. Tonight, the O's play the Royals in Kansas City at 7:40.
Number two.
Dunkin's spring menu is officially here, featuring cotton candy donuts filled with buttercream, topped with strawberry icing and blue sprinkles. Munchkin fans can actually grab a festive bucket filled with 50 bite-sized treats, including an all-new blueberry sprinkled flavor. They're also adding an Arctic cherry energy drink, and the fan favorite Dunk-a-Latte is also making a comeback.
I just want to know. Like, sometimes I feel like our job is really silly, and it is. Like, we sit here, and some of the stuff we plan out, or the stories we go through, like, when people call or email or DM us with their stories, we have to, like, sit here and have, like, very serious meetings about them. It's, like, it's silly. But, like, can you imagine, like, being in the boardroom where they're having to come up with names?
Dunk-a-Latte.
And you know it's, like...
But whoever made that up, I'm like, I'm getting that today. Dunk-a-Latte?
And I wonder if it ever gets, like, heated.
Cotton candy donut with strawberry icing and blue sprinkles? I'm like, Willy Wonka, yes.
That's what
immediately,
I
yeah.
Like, it better be as, like, magical and fun as we think it is.
It's
because
making me feel that way.
If it's not that fun, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Number one.
The Weeknd has officially tied Mariah Carey and Prince for the most consecutive years with music in the top 10 for the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The record is now 12 years in a row. The streak for The Weeknd begins back in 2014 with Love Me Harder with Ariana Grande, currently remains with his 2025 track Rather Lie with Playboi Carti. Mariah Carey's 12-year record ran from 1990 to 2001, and then Prince's record ran from 1983 through 1994. And if you don't know, The Weeknd is actually coming to the DMV this summer. He is bringing his The Weeknd After Hours Till Dawn 2025 tour to Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland, August 2nd.
Like, why don't I feel... Like, if you ask me, do Prince, Mariah Carey, and The Weeknd all fit in the same category, I would say no. And maybe it's just because... time, obviously, like, to me, like, Prince and Mariah seem like superstars, and, like, I don't know that I can consider The Weeknd to be there yet. And maybe it's just because, obviously, we're talking years and years and years have passed by since Mariah Carey's, even Mariah Carey's been in, like, that position to have been where now The Weeknd is at. Do you consider them all to be the same level of stardom?
With this, yes, because The Weeknd has broken so many records, so many streaming records, and I feel like if you're not a Weeknd fan, you don't think he's as big and you don't realize he is as big as he is. Like, it's,
like, I see
the,
it.
Like, the man is selling out
right.
stadiums. And when
I
tell you what he does on stage, I mean, obviously he has big production, he has dancers, and it's really cool, but most of the show, literally, it is him by himself singing, and the way that he commands a sold out stadium of people and he's just singing is like, I'm a Weeknd fan, but my husband Garage Boy is obsessed. That's actually his, like, favorite artist ever. And I was excited, I was ready to have a good time, but I was taken back on how, like, enamored I was when I was there. So this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three, brought to you by Gold Vision.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.